entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Pruse. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday's my day of politics, so my guest will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbanks and pioneer local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. Friday, it's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks. Give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need once in a while. I will try to get your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations just don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255, and with that, Fairbanks has a special weekend. Tomorrow's a special day in Fairbanks. This is what this Friday show is all about, because tomorrow at the Big Eye at 11 a.m., the Econ Quest starts in downtown Fairbanks. And I have the third time a charm lady here, Kirsten Thurston, the race manager. How are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. Yep, doing good, getting everything tied up here and getting ready for tomorrow. So
what am I going to tell Fairbanks right now?
Well,
No. What am I going to tell Fairbanks?
That we're going to be
Wednesday. What happened Wednesday?
Oh, Wednesday.
You dumped me.
Yes, I dumped you for Santa cans.
For porta potties. Yep. You're supposed to be with me on Wednesday, and I get dumped for porta potties.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Your priorities were correct, but today is the Friday of what this show's about, and you're headlining it. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
Starts at 11 a.m.
Yes.
At the Big Eye.
Yep.
And what is one race, two races? How are you doing this?
So we're going to start tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big Eye. It's going to be two races. So it'll be the YQ200, and it's going to be now the YQ350. Yeah, Plan C.
I think it's about Plan Z.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my mind would go ballistic there. But yeah, so we're starting both races at 11 a.m. at the Big Eye, and then they will go to Two Rivers. They will go to 101 up to Central. The 200 will do a loop around the Yukon Quest Trail up in Central and then end in Central. And then our 350 mushers will go from Central, come back over Eagle Summit, Rosebud, 101, Two Rivers, and then end in Fairbanks.
You know, Fairbanks, I've got to know Kirsten over this last couple of months in regards to this race. And she's incredible. You know, this talking with her, meeting with her, all the changes that are happening every day, every moment. And you just keep it together.
Yeah, trying to.
You've kept everyone together.
Yeah.
You got about another 8-9 days of keeping everyone together. Then you have your gala at the Westmark.
Yes.
Then you go hibernate.
Yep. Yep, we'll have our... That's one thing, too, you know, to remind everybody, the banquet's going to be February 11th at 5 p.m. at the Westmark, so definitely get your tickets. It's going to be a really fun time, especially with all the changes and the outreach of support with the community. I think it would be a wonderful, wonderful event.
You know, you're a great person to basically galvanize this and say, we're doing this with all these changes. We can't go into Canada. We get the snow from hell,
yeah.
then we get the rain from hell, then more snow. So you're punishing your trailbreakers who are doing acts of God.
I have to, hands down, definitely to the Trailbreakers. You know, they have really gone above and beyond and really putting this race together also. We have Trailbreakers out right now at 101 and up in Central. We have just the local community of Two Rivers, Pleasant Valley, you know, of course, plugging my boyfriend.
So, great guy.
Yeah. And his friends. Yep, yeah. They're all doing that. And even, you know, Sonny that's been involved in the quest. We have Trailbreakers that have been doing this for many, many, many years. They're in their 60s and 70s and are just out there doing it with the young guys.
You know, I always look at Fairbanks as the sled dog capital of the world. I mean, it is when you look at it, with the races that happen here. And The mushing association, the camaraderie, you know, they compete like heck against each other. But, boy, when you all get together to do something, it's incredible. And I thank you. And Fairbanks thanks you for what you guys were able to pull off on this, really.
Oh, we're so grateful for the community, definitely. All the communities. Even, you know, from Toke and Chicken, too, even though we couldn't have a race there. But yeah. Everybody's been so supportive and amazing. And even coming down, you know, from those areas to come watch the race and come to the checkpoints, too. So that's pretty exciting.
So it's basically, it starts at the Big Eye or the Barnett Street Bridge.
Yeah.
Right in there somewhere.
Yeah, right underneath the bridge. So the parking lot at the Big Eye, they'll be going out and then going right underneath the bridge and taking off there. So and you can even look, if you're driving by, you'll see the markers on the river.
So good viewing locations are from the bar at the Big Eye.
Yeah.
You know, warm-up toddy.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nice how they've come on board just at a moment's notice. Yeah, we can do it here.
Oh, Carolyn's amazing. I mean, Big Eye in general, they are so supportive. And, I mean, just not even batting an eye. I'm really excited to have the quest start there and finish there.
So what's next on your agenda today?
So after this, today I will be running around doing last-minute shopping, meeting up with our Two Rivers checkpoint manager, getting signs, Great Northwest.
Great company. Great company.
Amazing company.
Yeah.
They went ahead and they're donating or lending us signs for traffic control. That's one thing I would like to mention, too, just to beware and looking for the signs that say, be prepared to stop and flag your head for that crossover at 27 Mile with the mushers coming through, because the road is pretty slick. But DOT will be standing out there, too, to help with slowing down traffic. But that's something that's really important, especially if mushers and their dogs are crossing that road, to keep an eye out.
How many teams are in each race, and what you start at 11, and what time do you think you're going to end at?
It's about 3-minute intervals. So all together,
If you're there at 12, you've missed it.
Probably, you know, I'm thinking like 12, yeah, around that time. 3-minute intervals, I think it's about 17. I have to go back and look at the list of mushers
17
again.
Teams?
Yeah, I know it was 18, but, you know, of course, with trail conditions and stuff, some mushers chose to kind of step out for this race. So, but are planning on coming back next year, already talking about it. So,
good.
Yeah. So, it'll be exciting.
Fairbanks, she gives me that faraway look next year. Oh, my God.
I'm actually looking forward to
Freddy, it. Freddy Krueger's emerging here the 13th time.
I'm actually looking forward to it, because we're looking at, you know, next year of having once again a 1,000-mile race, and that is, you know, looking at the glass half full.
Yo, so. Trudeau, Canada, open it up, baby.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do this.
Yep.
What, you're keeping dog mushers out for fear of COVID, really?
Well, the exciting thing is we do have a musher in the 200 from Canada, and then we do have a musher that's going to be going to Canada also. So we still have that Yukon Quest Cup going on. So that's really exciting. And our relationship with Canada is amazing. We're working really tight with them, and we're all, you know, a big family and working together between the boards and the officials and, you know, office personnel to volunteers. It's been really, I can't put it in words. It's been pretty amazing.
It is special when it all comes together and everyone is working for that same goal. And you've had so many barriers put in front of you, you know.
Yeah.
And none of them, I would say, were man-made. All from nature.
Yep.
You know, a pandemic, you know, the snowpocalypse, the rainpocalypse, then another snowpocalypse.
Yep.
And then you go dump me on Wednesday for porta potties.
Well, I got to tell you, it was 42 below with wind gusts like 20 to 30.
Well, I'm glad it was painful for you.
But I was pretty jealous. The caribou were out. I shouldn't say that out loud. But the caribou were out and about up there, so
okay,
that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they might call the herd some.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had the Laundry House gang on Tuesday, and so, hey, you never know what happens up there.
Yeah. Well, I promised my boyfriend promised me after this race that we are going hunting, so that's going to be my downtime after this race.
What type of gun do you shoot?
That's all him. So I'm just there to support.
He's got you as cleaning it. Yeah, and packing it out. Oh, yeah. God, I like your boyfriend a lot.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to wrap this up, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
And I will see you tomorrow. I will be there. I'm going to walk over from my house, and I'm going to get there about 10:30, 10:45, and just, you know, take photos and mingle. Stay out of your way because you're going to have 1,000 things you're doing. But I'm just going to enjoy the ambiance of having the Yukon Quest start in downtown Fairbanks.
Well, that's one thing I just want to quick say, too. The energy is going to be amazing. You're going to hear the dogs. The dogs are going to be so exciting. The mushers are going to be just pumped and ready to go. And it's just going to be really positive. So, yeah.
You got it. Kirsten, you have a great race. I know you are. And really, thank you for doing what you've done and getting this going. It's a Herculean effort, and you're incredible.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Sure, times are odd. Stores close, but Fairbanks is a local community with more than 150 local eateries, dozens of awesome boutiques and local shops, countless local coffee shops and drive-thrus. In a world of Starbucks and Home Depot, it's nice to count on something local, like radio. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and nobody supports local businesses like we do. We are Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need, but they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center, call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. findoutfree.com.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with snow showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 3 above. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Snow likely. Lows around 6 below. 7 above tomorrow. Chance for snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's near zero.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio here. And, you know, I've got to meet Kirsten over the last few months, and just an incredible person. And we're so fortunate to have her and the Yukon Quest in our community. And it's going to be fun tomorrow. Please get down there. There's COVID out there, but we're coming back. And yeah, if you read today's paper, it's another spike. But guess what? In 2020, in March, they're saying, you know, that we all went home to have this thing stop the spread. Well, every time we turn around, there's another variant. There's this. There's that. So many people have caught it. So many people have been inoculated with the upgrades, myself included. And hey, you just have to look at yourself and say, this is an event that could be a lot of fun. It's outdoors. Wear a mask if you want. Wear a mask if you don't want. If you don't want to be around a person not wearing a mask, don't. But go enjoy yourself. There is places you can view the Yukon Quest start at. And just enjoy yourself because this is Fairbanks. This is Fairbanks at its best. We just went through 30 to 35 below. And tomorrow it's going to be about 0 to, you know, 5 above to 5 below. And to us, after the weather we've been through, that is tanning weather. My goodness. So, anyway, hope to see you out there. I'm going to be there. and just enjoy it, just being a Fairbankson. Some other things that are going on this week and this weekend, the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce weekly business presentation is Energy, Economics, and Impacts of Coal in Interior Alaska. And Isabelle Coal Mine President Joe Isabelle Jr. will be the featured speaker. And the Isabelle Coal Mine has contracted with the McKinley Research Group to profile the role of coal in Interior Alaska's energy infrastructure and assess the economic impact of coal in the region. Joe will be providing a summary of reports of their findings. Isabelle Coal Mine is the state's only operating coal mine, producing approximately 1 million tons of coal annually, all of which is used to power Interior Alaska. If you want to go, it's Tuesday, February 8th from 12 to 1 p.m. The doors open at 11:30. It's at Wedgwood Resort, the Borealis Ballroom. Tickets for members are $30. For non-members are $35. Or you can just go there and listen, and it's a $10 fee. If you want to contact information, it's Katie Yarrow, good friend of mine, fantastic person down there at the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce. And she's at 374-6703. And Katie is just a very fine person. And you will, if you contact her, you will like her. Now, here's another event that's going on. You know, if I was more in my game, I would have had them in here earlier. But, boy, I apologize to them. It's a Red Ride, Go Red for a Women fundraiser. And the Red Ride fundraiser for the American Heart Association, it is this Saturday, tomorrow, from 5 to 6:15 p.m. at the Mac Federal Credit Union. The Mac Federal Credit Union's matching all proceeds earned. Glacier Grind Coffee will be donating all the proceeds of a signature Go Red Glacier water the week leading up to the event. Reg Strength will be supplying food prep samples and beverages after the ride. To sign up, go to the F&H website at fhfitnessstudio.com, and they are located at 1235 Airport Way. And again, it's fhfitnessstudio.com, and Go Red for Women. It's a cancer fundraiser and a great event. And I should have, you know, the looking at things here, I should have gotten them in here. I've had them in here before, the Go Red, and a great organization. Another thing that is happening is on, I believe it is February 6th, Sunday, we are having a truck rally, and two separate groups of Alaska truckers and their supporters are set to thunder across the highways of the last frontier to show support for the Canadian truckers. The Southern Neighbors just completed a historic convoy to Ottawa this past week, and I'm reading this from the Alaska Watchman. According to multiple media outlets, the Canadian rally included some 50,000 trucks spanning 45 miles as a rolling rally proceeded to the Capitol to protest a January 15th rule that all truckers entering Canada be deemed fully vaxxed against COVID. The Biden administration has imposed a similar rule starting January 22nd that requires all non-U.S. essential workers like truckers to show they've been vaxxed in order to enter the U.S. soil from Canada or Mexico. Truckers in Alaska and across North America are increasingly taking to the highways to fight back. So this is one of those events if you want to go. The Fairbanks Convoy is Sunday, February 6th, includes multiple routes from Delta, Healy, and surrounding areas. According to the notice of event, vehicles will converge on the Carlson Center at Fairbanks at 3 p.m. as their form of protest. And this is a peaceful protest. It's what you want to do. The contact organizer for the interior is Kelly Nash at 388-9710. The event name is Alaska Freedom Convoy 2022. And it starts at 3 o'clock. And what is it? It's a convoy of big rigs, passenger trucks, and cars full of people who oppose those mandates. And we're in Alaska. We need every worker, every trucker we can get. And so, enjoy that event. Also, we have the 27th Annual Statewide Poetry Contest. That's right. Fairbanks Arts is pleased to announce the 27th Statewide Poetry Contest. The Statewide Poetry Contest is a celebration of poetry and literary artistry and invites participation of all writers of all ages, elementary school and up. The contest aims to publicize and reward the writing of high-quality poetry in Alaska. Winners of the contest will receive monetary prizes as well as an invitation to share the poetry during a reading event in April. This year's judge is Aaron Coughlin Howell, author of Pause, Traveler, 2013, and Every Atom in 2018. Aaron is the executive director of Story Knife Writers Retreat and the director of Kachemak Bay Writers Conference. The period ends on February 11th. So that is, what, next Monday, I believe? No, actually, that's, anyway, the 11th. To enroll in this, go to fairbanksarts.org. And for adults, it's $4 per person or $13 for four poems. And again, the website to visit is fairbanksarts.org. And the contact there is Teal Francis, a very fine person. Teal's a fantastic person. Now, today's also First Friday. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on, Fairbanks. This is, we're coming out of it. We're First Friday now. We got stuff going on. We got more sunshine, better weather. We need this. And today's the first Friday. Well, lots of events to do. Here's one for you. The Bear Gallery. And what they're doing there is the exhibit is The Art of Rug Hooking by Kate Lamal and Alaska Love Through Art, Life and Adventure by Ryan the Artist. Kate Lamal found rug hooking to fulfill a gap left after a career in a technology field. It allowed her to use images stored in her memory and in her pictures of life in Alaska tree to create useful art for the home, rugs, upholstery, seat covers, and wall hangings. It's a medium that asks to be touched because of the tacit richness of the wool used to create these pieces. Hooking allows experimentation, easy correction of wrong decisions. Boy, do I need that in my art. Anyway, it is today. It's from 12 to 6 p.m. over at the Bear Gallery, which is the third floor of the Barrel Building, also known as the Centennial Center for the Arts at Pioneer Park. It's free and open to the public. And anyway, we're back. It's First Friday. And also, we have First Friday featuring artist Heidi Collins' art, and that's at the Alaska Bowl Company, and that's from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight. The Alaska Bowl Company is over there off the old airport road, just down from Fred Meyer's West. And go enjoy it in the downtown area here, First Friday. It's always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun. Enjoy a couple of locations that have it. They're in the co-op building. They are always doing something there. Also, a couple places you might want to enjoy dining at is Bobby's Downtown Restaurant. Wonderful place to go for fine dining, casual dining, incredible pizza, and also the El Dorado. It has entrances on both 2nd and 3rd Avenue, and it's almost right next to the co-op building. And go see Mario, great chef. Been doing his foodware up here for 20, 25 years, and great Mexican food, great soups, nice bar, and great ambiance and atmosphere, and you'll enjoy yourself down there. That you will. And we also have the Fairbanks Native Association 2022 board election. Three seats are open. To be a candidate, you have to be a direct descendant of an individual who was or is an Athabascan, Inupiat, Yupik, Unagandan, Tlingit, Haida, Tamashin, Kupik, Siupik, or Iak, and American Indian, or a resident of at least 30 days in Fairbanks, North Star Borough, 18 years of age or older. It is closes for this if you want to sign up as a candidate. It closes on Monday, February 7th, and you sign up at 3830 South Cushman in Fairbanks, or go to fairbanksnative.org, or call Cheyenne Dublin at 452-1648, extension 6235. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break for some Fox News, state news, weather commercials, and we'll be back after this.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden today touting his administration's efforts to improve the economy following the latest Labor Department report that shows employers added more than 467,000 jobs in January.
This morning's report caps off my first year as president. And over that period, our economy created 6.6 million jobs.
That report shows the unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 4%. The White House says Medicare Part B will begin covering the costs of up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month starting this spring.
Medicare covers about 60 million Americans, most of them 65 and up, the most vulnerable to severe illness from coronavirus. Last month, the Biden administration ordered private insurers to cover the cost of up to 8 COVID tests a month.
Fox's Anna Wells. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Audio recordings of a Maine man speaking to police were played Wednesday for jurors hearing murder and rape charges against him in connection with the death of a 20-year-old student in Alaska in 1993. Sophie Sergey was found with multiple injuries and a gunshot wound in a bathroom of a dorm at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It wasn't until 2018 that police identified 47-year-old Stephen Downs of Auburn, Maine, as a potential suspect. The Sun Journal reports Downs can be heard in the recordings made by Maine police in 2019 denying that he knew Sergey and saying there has to be a mistake. KTUU reports. Facing a retention crisis, the Alaska legislature is considering a bill that would implement a more generous retirement scheme for Alaska state troopers, police officers, firefighters, and correctional officers. Dozens of first responders have testified that the current system is inadequate and that it leads to experienced officers leaving for the lower 48 after being trained in Alaska. Former heads of the Anchorage Police Department and Anchorage Fire Department have urged for the legislature to act, saying highly trained officers are leaving Alaska. They also added we're at a clear disadvantage when compared to what other states are offering for their retirement
streaming
benefits.
Online at KFAR660.com.
McKinley Orthopedics, Sports Medicine, and Spine is proud to announce the opening of their second location, the first and only orthopedic and fracture clinic in North Pole. Patients who live south on the Richardson no longer have to drive to Fairbanks for orthopedic care. The board-certified specialists in sports medicine, fracture care, spine treatment, and joint replacements continue to be the most complete clinic in the interior. Now offering care at clinics in Fairbanks and North Pole, located on Badger Road right past North Pole Veterinary Hospital. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com.
When it comes to your auto repair and maintenance, you have a lot of options, and it's hard to find an honest and reliable auto shop. That's where Pager Road Auto comes in, with providing their customers with honest quality service and reasonable prices for all makes and models. Offering an active duty and veterans discount on parts with a 3-year, 36,000-mile labor warranty, you just can't go wrong. Stop into your locally owned and operated Pager Road Auto Repair today at 1904 Pager Road, a proud Napa Auto Care facility, or call 479-6162 to book your appointment today.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We do have a lot of items that are going on this week, and I hope so much to choose from. So much to choose one. And here's a good one. It's the fourth annual North Star Abate Chili Cook-Off. Oh, man. And this is Saturday, tomorrow, 3 p.m. at the Spur, which is on the corner of Gaffney and Airport. The address is 537 Gaffney, and Chili Cook-Off Contest, all you can eat for just $10 a person. Trophies and prizes awarded, hosted by the North Star Abate, which is the Alaskan Bikers Association for Training and Education. So, boy, lots of stuff going on this weekend. We have Sweet Adeline's rehearsal, too. And that is next Thursday, 6:30. New voices are always welcome to visit and rehearse. For more information, contact Gail, University Community Presbyterian Church, and she's at 457-2423. Now, also, Ivory Jacks, tomorrow night. Great food. Go see Dick or Joni down there. Incredible people. Just wonderful. And also, they have the Wampus Cats live every Saturday night. And great entertainment, great meal, great food, great camaraderie down there. So, my goodness. Lots of stuff going on. If you don't do anything this weekend, well, do some chores. I've got some ice chipping, some more ice chipping to do on my sidewalk coming into my house. It's never over. For those of you who had the thought of getting in shape starting on January 1st, well, I think the snow load gave us all the opportunity to start that quest about 10 days earlier. And I did some snow shoveling today. I will be doing some snow shoveling tomorrow, and I'll probably be doing some snow shoveling and ice removal on Sunday. What the heck? But tomorrow, I'd be getting down to the Big Eye around, you know, it's a lot of fun to see the dogs come in, all the groups, how they are. I'd get down there about 10 o'clock just to watch it, just to see the handlers putting them all together. The unloading, you know, that starts probably about 9 o'clock in the morning. And just, you know, you're going to have 17 dog teams down there. And I'm sure they're going to be, you know, coming over from other areas in that area. And just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
This is Craig Campo de Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing well, Craig. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. You know, I got to enjoy my Niners watching one more game than your Cowboys had.
Yes, you did. and you're gonna be the guest host here next Friday.
That's what I'm told. Yeah. Did I get you my mailing address so you can send my check when I'm done there?
Oh, checks in the mail. Checks in the mail.
Yeah, check mail. Yeah, it's there. So.
Oh.
Hey, I just wanted you to know, you know, we had the roast for Benny Lynn it was the 22nd.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute, it was the best one I've ever been to. It was a lot of fun. It was hilarious. And for those people that want to watch it and that aren't easily offended by some...
they can take a joke and it might be, you know, unique jokes at worst.
It's all in fun and it's all about raising money. But, of course, there's... When you involve myself and Glenner and a few others, it can be a little bit out there. But anyway, you can it's uploaded on YouTube now, Benny Lynn Roast. You can just go there. And it was a great fundraiser for the United Way. I guess they raised a bunch of money. The place was packed. Could have had twice as many people. But it was a lot of fun. Benny was hilarious. And, he's such a great part of Fairbanks, you know.
He is.
He's a guy who started with nothing and built the most successful restaurants in the state. As I tell everybody, when they come to Fairbanks, there's two or three things they need to do, and one of them is go to Pagoda's.
It's
some of the best Chinese food in North America. You know?
I like looking at both America and Alaska through the eyes of Benny Lynn and Bobby Nikolaitis, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
New immigrants, new Americans, and, you know, the way they look at things. And the opportunities on how they do it.
Well, they're not afraid of hard work.
No.
My favorite story, if I got a minute, is to talk about when the practical joke I pulled on Benny when I was out there trying one of his that new prime rib a few years ago, and and found out he had gone to Sam's Club and was coming back with 5 gallon buckets of cooking oil, and he hit the roundabout too fast.
Oh God!
They all flew out of the truck, and half of them broke. And I was told that by one of the workers there. I was just sitting at the bar having my meal, and I said, "Boy, you shouldn't have told me that. You should not have told me that." So I called.
Oh no!
I called Nick Stepovich and say, "Hey, here's Benny Sell. Call and pretend you're with DEC, and you want to know if he knows about an unreported oil spill in North Pole." Benny gets the call in the kitchen, and then he hears this official telling him about this, and he says, "My English not so good here. You talk to Anthony." And he gives the phone to Anthony. Well, they both took it serious. In a driving rainstorm, they grabbed 32 tablecloths and went out in the roundabout, and they're soaking up cooking oil as I'm enjoying my prime rib, not knowing what's going on.
You are an evil person, Craig Compo.
It took him a long time to start laughing about that.
To forgive you?
Oh, yeah. It's a great story. But anyway, you can see the roast if you missed it. So many people wanted to go that couldn't. And it's really worth watching. Where's it at on YouTube?
The Benny Lynn Roast on YouTube?
Just Benny Lynn Roast. Yeah, it's really good. It's Natalie from the Botel was one of the roasters. Myself, Glenner, Satterberg was Benny's interpreter, if you can believe that.
Oh, God.
So I'll just let people enjoy it. But it's not, if there's nothing good on the tube tonight, watch the Benny Lynn Roast.
Thanks, buddy. You have a great weekend. Any plans for the weekend?
Yeah. I just got back from out of state. I'm just got a lot of chores to get done, and I'll go down and watch some dog racing and have some fun.
I'll see you there tomorrow. You take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, fortuitous that Craig called, because even though he didn't refer to what you said you'd have on Friday about the Cache Creek road closure this summer.
I'm trying to find that out for you. That I am, Mel.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering. It's one of those things where it caught my attention too late in the broadcast, where I just, it piqued my interest and I followed it a little bit, but I missed the meat, so to speak. So.
Well, talking about meat, when are you picking up the seafood for us?
Well, I ordered it, and actually, I don't know if you look at the ADN every day, but I can't remember. It might have even been this early this morning, but I think it was yesterday, where there was an article about there's a big squid bloom in the, off the Pacific coast, and so they're having like a record harvest every year almost. And
wow.
So it was actually cheaper than what I had quoted you earlier. So,
okay. Yeah, I'm gone from Wednesday, basically the 9th through the 19th.
Yeah, well, they said 2 weeks, I don't think they'll be that fast. But anyway, I don't know what kind of squid it is. When Fred Meyers used to have the tubes like this, this is the kind I like because they make great squid rings. But then they converted to the Humboldt squid steaks, the tenderized squid steaks. And these aren't those. These are more the tubes, but I don't know if they're common squid or where they're caught or anything about them. Unless they're like, when they catch the Humboldts, they take the little ones and market those. They're the biggest squid harvest in the world, but the common squid is harvested, but mostly locally, and that's in the Atlantic. So I don't know whether I'll investigate further, but anyway, I just like the stuff. So.
I can't wait to try cooking it in different ways. Probably the deep fried is what you normally do, and the breading you invent, and the aloe, your dip and everything like that. I thank you for doing this, because I would have never thought about trying this myself.
An octopus, I think, is a little more sensitive. I'm not an expert. I just look online, and I got my cookbook is The Joy of Cooking. That's my serious cookbook. I got a couple herb books and stuff, but other than that, Joy of Cooking is the Bible. And anyway, you either got to cook it fast or cook it really slow. Anyway, so that's what they say for cephalopods. So anyway, I don't know, but you look online and you'll find every variation. But
you got any plans for the weekend that you're going to do anything? There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. My goodness.
No, I don't go out much. I'm still, I'm a retired RN, and I don't.
This is what we're going to do. When I picked that up from you, how we met out at the Howling Dog, what we should do is we should meet at the Golden Eagle.
Yeah, I've been there.
On that side of town.
Yeah, well, I usually go there for memorials, unfortunately. But
yeah, I know. Yeah, goodness gracious.
But, anyway, I'm about to cook, I'm hungry. I'm about to cook African, so.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for the phone call, and again, when you get that stuff, you let me know, and I'll pay you for half, and we will figure out ways to cook wonderful meals out of this stuff, because it's going to, boy, can't wait. I just can't wait.
But Cache Creek, let us know what's going on out there.
It
was very detailed, but I missed most of it, so.
Give me some time, and I'll get it to you, okay? And I'll put it on the air.
I mean, road and all the timber road and all that stuff, so anyway.
You got it. You take care. You have a good weekend. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. If you have anything on your mind, any event you want to talk about, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
All right, it's crunch time. Valentine's Day is coming, dude. I need some help. Any ideas?
Oh, yeah. Bishop's Jewelry over in the Bentley Mall. You got to check out their sparkling babbles. It's the perfect way to say I love you.
Sparkling babbles.
Sparkling babbles.
Sweet.
And Bishop's Jewelry even creates their own one-of-a-kind pieces that you simply won't find anyplace else. And they use designers exclusive to their gallery.
That's awesome.
Plus, custom designs, expert jewelry repair. They create jewelry right on the computer as you're sitting there.
Technology, it's a beautiful thing, man.
And so is Bishop's Jewelry.
You know, I like the fact they're in the Bentley Mall now. I mean, it's spacious, it's warm, there's easy parking, it's perfect.
And they even offer free gift wrapping.
Great, I am terrible at that.
And you even receive a free box of chocolates with every purchase to really seal that deal.
Well, you had me at gift wrapping.
And sparkling babbles.
And the sparkling babbles.
Bishop's Jewelry Gallery in the Bentley Mall. Open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sundays. Online at bishopsjewelry.com.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with snow showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 3 above. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Snow likely. Lows around 6 below. 7 above tomorrow. Chance for snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's near zero.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prison Studio here, and I got Paul Stitt. He's coming into the studio here, and he's trying to tell me something, and he's waving a phone at me, and he's calling me the best cook that he knows and the most incredible Fairbanksan, and this is the We the Fringle.
Fridge.
Something. This is an event. Yeah,
that was the convoy.
Yeah,
did
I talked.
Get it?
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Am I the best guy in the world?
It's Friday.
Say it into the microphone. Who's the best guy in the world?
Yes, David, you are the best guy in the world. This is an inside joke you're having.
I want to hear some really good sucking up. I mean, not just a little bit. I want to hear some really good stuff.
That's
what do you got
planned
for the weekend?
Work. I have so much work. Yeah. I'm going to be doing a little more snow moving.
Yeah.
And I have other things, tasks at hand that I need to finish, or I will be in other kinds of problems.
I appreciate that email that you sent me in regards to the convoy that Sunday, starting at 3 o'clock at the Carlson Center. I gave Kelly Nash's cell phone number for a contact, and I also read the parts of the article by the Alaska Watchman that you sent me.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so give everyone a good rendition of everything that's happened in regards to that, so I appreciate
fantastic.
It. You know, and that's what, you know, we have here. You know, we talked about poetry, mining.
Well, you're a cultured man.
Everything today.
A man for all seasons.
You know, Fairbanks, he's so full of it, but that's okay, you know. But that's why we're such good camaraderie people here.
We try.
So all you can do this weekend is work? Then get out of here. Go.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I have a deadline. I gotta go.
Oh, bye. You came in here waving your phone at me. I know it.
I just try to help.
Yeah. Bye.
Myself.
Fairbanks, welcome to my life. That's, you know, I'm very fortunate. I really am. They treat me so well down here at the radio station. They let me do my show the way I want to do the show. They have never told me, you know, what I can do or what I can't do. They they treat me so well. I'm, you know, the part-time person who walks in the studio for 1 hour every 4 days. And then I have the Fairbanks Foodie Show, and that's a lot of fun, too. So that's where I get to spoil them. You know, I bring in food here that we, like a test kitchen that I've done, and I bring it in here, and I make sure everyone, you know, gets some and tries it. And yesterday was a charcuterie plate, and we did a taping of the Fairbanks Foodies for Saturday's show, and I said, this is a great Super Bowl presentation table for your guests. If you have people over, you can get the graze on this. And so had a couple people. One of them was VMAX, Ken Viermeyer, and then Chuck Lemke, two great foodies. And we had a great time. And then the radio station personnel and all the on-air talent and the sales and the staff, they enjoyed themselves with it. And it's just good to see that. And so they treat me very well. I try and treat them well, too. And I always tell people, this is not what I do for a living, but when I'm here, they make my living very nice here. They really do. They're just wonderful people. They give me great ideas. Kirsten Thurston, I want to thank Dave Moser. He was their ad handler there for that. And, you know, whenever I see Kirsten, I've seen her in the store, and we have a camaraderie. She's just a special person, and it's things like that that I enjoy about this show, and I don't call this a job, this portion of my life that I do. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And hopefully you can tell that with my enthusiasm with the guests that I get to bring in. Or when Craig Campo calls up, the camaraderie we have, you know, we graduated with each other. And I've got if Craig's listening, I've got a trivia question for you, buddy. What day did you graduate high school? Look that up. I know the date you graduated from high school because I still have my diploma from the high school me and you graduated from on the same day. So that's, you're always giving me the trivia questions. So here's one for you. What day did you graduate from high school? And that better not be a fake diploma. I think you went through the ceremony. That's right. So anyway, lots of things going on this weekend. You know that chili cook-off? Oh, man. Don't get me going. I'm going to go there, that's for sure. Just first of all, it's a wonderful organization to give $10 for a sponsorship for. And then what you'll learn from the people who've made the chili as they serve it to you, and how they did it, and the questions I get to ask in a fun way, but also in a professional way, the analyzation of it. You know, is there meat in it? You know, some people say you can't use beans in chili. Other people say you use beans and meat in chili. The best chili is always, for me, the best chili in the world is a chili that's in front of me at that moment. So this could be a real fun event. Tomorrow from about 10 o'clock, I'm going to get down to the Big Eye and start watching the dogs, you know, get their game on, start getting their game face on, and the barking that's going to be happening. Oh, yeah. Tonight, get out and about. Lots of good things happening there, too. Lots of good things happening. First Friday's back. We're getting more sunshine. Better temperatures. We came through December and January. Darkest, coldest months we're going to get. February gets cold too. Don't get me wrong there. But we start getting more sunlight. It's usually around Valentine's Day, the 14th to the 20th, right in there. We're getting 6 minutes of sunshine per day more. And you go to work at 8 a.m. and you get home at 5 p.m. and it's sunshine when you go to work and you get home. That's my line of demarcation. That's why I say, okay, we are coming out of the dark, coming into the light. That is my line of demarcation, and I enjoy that. So, also, if you are a dog owner like I am, take your dog down to the dog park. You know, they've had a long winter too. And, you know, when you got a Dalmatian like I do, a tuckered out dog is a good dog. A dog that expends his energy is a good dog. And I'm very fortunate. My dog, he's a great companion, just a great companion. And we like going to the dog park. We like going to Birch Hill. Our favorite is Creamer's Field. That's our favorite place. And we're probably going to be there this weekend. I got to put dog booties on him. When it's you know, 5 below or worse, I put dog booties on him. He's okay. This time of year, you know, by the time 8 a.m. rolls around, he's been out 5 times. He's been out 5 times. When it's 30 below, he's been out once, and he ain't going out again. So he has me well-trained, that's for sure. But what the heck. Also, this Saturday, here's one for you. 10:30 a.m. at the Noel Ween Public Library is a genealogy fair by the Fairbanks Genealogical Society. That's a big word. Now, I remember coming across Joni Skillbred for the first time, good friend, and she's with me the last Wednesday of the month in a history basis here. And I met her when we were on the Clay Street Cemetery Commission. We're the first board on there that was appointed. And she was the genealogist on there. She was the one who was looking up the names of people and their histories and their genealogy. And I never knew that we had such a neat historical group. And if you're in the Fairbanks history, state history, you want to go to this on Saturday at the Noel Ween Library at 10:30. Very, very fine people. Very knowledgeable. If you're looking for a portion of your history or some Fairbanks history or some background from people here, these are your go-to people. They're great. I mean, this is your go-to group. And they're very nice. They're very open. They're very welcoming, knowledgeable. And here it is, the genealogy fair by the Fairbanks Genealogical Society. And it's this Saturday, 10:30. What the heck? And from there, you know, it's sort of, if you're not at the Big Eye, then you could be at the Noel Ween Library. If you're not watching a dog race, you can be looking at history. And it should be fun. And again, local candidates for the Fairbanks Native Association Board. There's 3 board positions opening, and your deadline is Monday at 5 p.m., and you can go down to the 3830 South Cushman at the Fairbanks Native Administration building there and sign up and enjoy that. So lots of things going on. Also, if you're in the downtown tonight, there is the El Dorado. There is Bobby's Downtown. Also, another fun place to go you might want to try is Salty's. They have a great lineup of food there. That is burgers to steaks. Their breakfasts are very good, and they start at 9 o'clock daily for breakfasts, and their breakfasts are served till 2 p.m. And tomorrow, listen to the Fairbanks Foodies. I bring you through the charcuterie plate and all the different things with Ken Wiemeyer and Chuck Lemke. And that was fun to make. That was fun to construct. And I enjoyed it. And, well, anyway. So, Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed the show. We have lots of stuff to do this weekend. Get out there. Enjoy it. The weather's getting better. The sunlight's coming out. We're Fairbanksons. It's what we do. You have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.